Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Ascension Thursday, May 14th, 2026. And our scripture passage comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where Matthew writes, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." There is something sacred about a farewell that is not really a goodbye. Gospel for the Ascension from Matthew, the disciples stand on the mountain in Galilee. It is a place of encounter, high enough to see far, quiet enough to listen deeply. They have already known loss, confusion, fear, and then the unimaginable joy of the resurrection. And now, once again, something is ending. Or so it seems. Jesus speaks with a calm authority that does not crush, but steadies. "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." It's not domination. It's reassurance. The one who sends them is not uncertain. The one who sends us is not absent-minded or distant. All power rests in love. And then comes the command that is also a calling. Ascending a vocation. "Go, therefore," he says, "go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations." Not stay, not wait, not cling, but go. There was an elderly woman in a small parish who had the habit, puzzled her neighbors. Every night, just before going to bed, she would turn on the porch light and leave it on until morning, even though no one was expected to come. One evening, a neighbor finally asked her why. She smiled and said, "Years ago, my son left home after an argument. He said he might come back, but he didn't. He didn't know when. I told him, no matter how late it is, I'll leave the light on, so you'll know you're welcome." The neighbor paused and gently asked, "Did he ever come back?" She nodded, her eyes soft. "Yes, but even after he returned, I never stopped turning the light on. Because now I know, someone is always on their way home." The Ascension can feel like abandonment at first glance. Jesus departs. The visible presence fades. The cloud receives him. The disciples are left staring into the sky. The gospel refuses to let us stay there because the final words are not, "I am leaving you." They are, "I am with you always." This is the paradox that at the heart of the Ascension. He goes, and yet he remains. He ascends, and yet is nearer than before. In the Acts of the Apostles, the angels gently interrupt the disciples' upward gaze. "Why are you standing there looking at the sky?" In other words, do not confuse absence with mission. The mountain is not the destination. It is the sending place. If we are honest, many of us would prefer to remain on the mountain. We long for clarity, for certainty, for spiritual consolation. We want God to feel close in our ways that are tangible and unmistakable. We want to hold on to those moments when faith feels easy. But discipleship does not unfold on the mountain alone. It unfolds in the ordinary, in conversations that require patience, in forgiveness that costs something, in quiet fidelity when no one sees, in loving people who are difficult to love. The command to go is not always dramatic. Most often it is deeply hidden. It is lived out in kitchens, in hospitals, parish halls, classrooms, and quiet acts of mercy. To make disciples is not first about teaching, it's about becoming. Jesus sends them to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is not just a ritual formula. It is an invitation into relationship. To be baptized is to be drawn into the very life of God, into the love of the Father who creates and calls, into the self-giving of the Son who redeems and walks with us, into the presence of the Holy Spirit who guides, comforts, and transforms. The mission of the church is not to recruit followers, but to awaken belonging, to help others discover that they are already desired, already sought, already loved. Teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. What did Jesus command? Not complexity, but love. Not performance, but fidelity. Not perfection, but mercy. The world does not need more arguments about God nearly as much as it needs witnesses who live as if God is real. People learn the gospel not only from what we say, but from how we listen, how we forgive, how we remain when it would be easier to walk away. The most convincing homily is a life quietly transformed. That elderly woman's porch light is, in its own way, an image of the church after the ascension. We are a people who keep the light on. We do not always know who will come or when. We do not always see the fruit of what we do, but we live as if someone is on their way home, because indeed they are. Every act of kindness, every word of truth spoken gently, every moment of patient love becomes a light in the darkness, and in those small lights, Christ remains present. This is the promise that makes everything else possible. Not sometimes, not when you feel it, not when you succeed, but always. In your doubts, in your fatigue, in your hidden sacrifices, in your quiet faithfulness. The ascension does not remove Christ from the world, it entrusts his presence to us. We become, in a mysterious and real way, the continuation of his mission, not because we are strong, but because he is faithful. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you ascended to the Father not to leave us behind, but to draw us into your mission. When we are tempted to remain where it is comfortable, give us the courage to go. When we feel alone, remind us of your promise to be with us always. Make our lives a quiet witness to your love, a light for those searching in the dark, a welcome for those longing to come home. Send your spirit to guide us, that we may live what we proclaim and become what we receive. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I simply invite you to return here to my hermitage each and every day when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual journeys. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.